everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
There's a lot of talk about Made in America. Let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for over 85 years. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home, a custom steel building, a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has four manufacturing facilities right here in the U.S. And with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller, you get the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, over 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. And after 85 years, you can trust we're doing things right. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerINC.com or your local Mueller location today. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
All right, welcome back. Cash activity in cattle country was very quiet today following yesterday's big trade, with both bids and asking prices very poorly defined. Given decent trade volume totals, though, generated yesterday in most areas, it's possible that business could be done for the week. And according to the midday report, the national hog base is 29 cents lower compared with that of the prior day's settlement. Corn futures, meanwhile, are generally 3 cents lower, pressured by a lack of buying interest. Equities, though, higher today, with the Dow Jones 181 points higher, NASDAQ positive by 55. In live cattle, though, prices range from 145 higher to 10 lower. Front-end live contracts higher today, but deferreds now trading slightly underwater. Spot April obviously duty-bound today, trying to keep up with cash gains as it eyed expiration here at the end of the month. Triple-digit gains, though, dominated the feeder cattle market, but near midday it appeared that the board had run out of gas. Currently, prices are no better than mixed, up 40 to off 52. Feeders may need to momentarily pause until the cash index can catch up a little. And then grain futures mostly a little higher today with a fairly steady buying noted overnight. Nearby contracts, though, held chart support, keeping to inside days on daily charts. And outside markets remained unsettled by French elections that begin Sunday. Stocks traded mostly higher in Asia and Europe today, while U.S. stock index futures pointed to a rebound after heavy selling on Wednesday. Meanwhile, corn prices a penny or so higher, which kept May above its 200-day moving average. Soybeans posted modest gains today after holding support at the bottom of their two-week channel overnight. And wheat was mixed, with a quiet overnight session noted. Winter wheat futures tried to hold yesterday's test of recent lows, while Minneapolis remained above its 200-day moving average after it again sold off from a spike higher. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.